Right now, it is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, with a praise this. You'll find them at their website, tqag.com, the Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, and you'll find them here on a Tuesday morning on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So how's the weather down there in one of my favorite sections of the country?
It's hot and sticky. Beautiful. We've had, it is hot and sticky, but I've never been afraid of that. I mean, grew up in Ohio in the summertime, so it gets... It's just an extended version of Ohio weather right now.
I like that. I like that. Well, you know, here's an interesting story. And I remember several years ago when people started posting online, trying to auction off their houses and stuff like that, just regular people and everything. But I was, and I know this is going to, are you both sitting down? Because I think this will shock you. I was looking through the Wall Street Journal the other day. Checking
is
my
that what's supposed to shock us? that you were looking at the Wall Street Journal?
Checking
or what
my,
you're going to tell
you
us?
Know, checking my many investments that I have.
but
look. I saw a real interesting article. And it's about a Hawaii estate, and it's for sale. Okay, it's a 34-acre property, and it's being listed, but it's going to go on the auction block with no minimum reserve, beginning in September, and the estate right now is valued at $50 million, but like I said, it's going on with no minimum reserve. As you look at this, and you're both experts in auctions, are these type of auctions normally successful for properties like this?
Well, I think from our experience, from colleagues that we have, that we know that are real estate auctioneers, yes, they're, right now it's really hot. In particular, people are paying more for the property than you would if you would if you were going through a regular broker. I don't know what it is, why that is. Tim, do you have any idea of why? You know, we've seen a trend increase in the trend of successful online auctions for real estate over the past couple of years, with the advent of drones, where you can actually see 360 degrees through, you know, go through the house. So, I mean, that, I think that has a lot to do with it, but there is definitely a spike in successful online real estate auctions.
Sure. Well, and it's also, whether it's real estate or other items like collections, let's say, when I was at Bertoyan, there was the several collections that were being offered with no reserve. That just drives people's interest, and everyone feels, oh, well, maybe I'm going to get a bargain. And if everybody, what they don't realize is that everybody is thinking that, and everybody's going to be out there bidding. So, and we're talking about it, and I think that it becomes a strategy that is one of the tools that is used by auctioneers that it gets people talking. And I think that in a world of, oh, you know, people have a specific set minimum and, oh, I don't want it to sell for so little, when if it's a great property and it's very desirable, the market will determine where it's going to sell. And this is just what they're letting it do, is letting the market determine where this is going to sell. So it's one strategy in the way of what an auctioneer can use.
Let's talk about that for just one second. I just want to make a point about that, because a number of years ago on the show, I remember us talking about somebody had called us and wanted we said, well, the best thing is to sell on eBay. But how do I price that? Well, I'll just tell you what we did. And that was, we started it at the absolute, like, with no reserve, just let it fly, because we were so confident in the property that are not the collectible or whatever type of property it was, that it, it was going to sell where it was meant to sell, because it is it's right now the real estate market is so hot that you can't, stuff doesn't even stay on the market. So I think that's also feeding into it. But over the years, real estate auction, if you go on to Facebook and if you type in, if you know any real estate people who have Facebook presence and they do video or Facebook Live when they're actually at the property and they take you around, that has also helped. And I think if you use the strategy of selling at auction real estate, I think the client is going to be much happier, because there's a little fear at the beginning because you don't know what's going to happen. Is it going to sell for what it's meant to sell for? Well, if you look at the real estate market today, you know for sure that things are selling way over what asking price is. So I mean the answer is yes, online real estate auctions are doing very well, and I think it's only going to increase over the next couple of years.
And I just think it's a great marketing idea, because it expands it expands the market of selling your property to not only people who want to buy a house or anything, but want to make an investment just like a piece of art.
Well, yes, because that before the whole art market or art scene as a commodity. What was the first commodity that we can think of? And that's real estate.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get away from real estate, and we're going to go to a good buddy of your guys, Honus Wagner.
We thought you were going to bring that up today.
Well, Mickey Mantle has been replaced. A 1952 Mickey Mantle card was auctioned earlier this year for $5.2 million, but this one, the Honus Wagner card, which was issued between 1909 and 1911, went for $6.6 million.
Yes.
Yep.
And it will probably never see the light of day.
Yep. This is actually the card and that we had talked about that when I was working at Christie's, I was the auctioneer for this card way back in the 90s, and it sold at that point for, which was a record at that point, for I think it was $650,000, something like that. And this card has continually changed hands because of not only the legacy, the provenance, the desirability, but also Honus Wagner and the whole story that goes around the card, and not so much of him as being a player, but also as the card itself. Not a lot of them out there. Desirability. It's basically the holy grail of baseball card collecting. And this piece also in 2007, this particular card sold for $2.8 million, and it was so it has continually gone up over the years.
One thing is also, people a lot of times they see the Honus Wagner card as a standout, but what they don't realize is there still are some other Honus Wagner cards that have come up over the years, but the difference between those and this is the condition.
Right. This is the highest graded condition for the card. So it's interesting. I mean, I just think that it will continue, and it's this is the card that dates back to, it was in the 80s that Wayne Gretzky had owned, and he owned it with a consortium. There was a group of people. They auctioned it off at Sotheby's, and that became the biggest, like, for a baseball card, for a piece of cardboard, printed cardboard. And at that point, I forget what it was, but it was this astronomical number. And it was, you know, the people were like, oh my gosh. And then when Christie's auctioned it off, it was Walmart had purchased it, and they moved close to $30 million worth of dead merchandise by putting a sweepstakes ticket or a little ticket in there that if you bought this merchandise and then sent in the coupon, then they did a drawing for the Honus Wagner card, and it was an individual. It was a post office worker down in Miami who won it, and we went to her window with a proposal and said, "Hey, would you like to sell the card?" And she did. And so there's a lot of story behind this card, and I think that's also plays into that's the intangible nature of this tangible item, is that it's also all the story that goes along with it.
And one final note that I want to bring up, and this is kind of a good feeling story. This year, I think it took them about 2 or 3 years to put this together. The Mystic Aquarium here in Connecticut acquired 5 beluga whales from Canada. This August, they've set up a bidding auction where people have the opportunity to name 3 of the beluga whales. That will help the aquarium fund the transfer, which cost them multi-million dozens of dollars. The auction's going to be held on August 19th at 1 o'clock, and tickets to go there are $150 a person. I think that an auction like this is kind of unique, and I don't know if it'll raise millions of dollars, but it'll obviously help them because people like to support whales and the ecology.
Sure. And I think, again, something like that with the naming opportunity and their utilizing, it's another strategy of fundraising, and they're utilizing the opportunity that somebody will have a legacy to put a naming opportunity, and they'll have to bid for that. And I think that's great. I it'll be interesting to see what ultimately they end up what things sell for and what the names they come up with, because
it's a good strategy.
Taking a risk.
It is a good strategy, that kind of a strategy for fundraising. You've heard us talk about here in Jensen Beach or in Juneau Beach, the marine the turtle rehab place that we have down here, and that's how they raise the naming rights. It's one of their big fundraising tools, where you can adopt for $75. You can adopt a turtle. Of course, 150 people could adopt the same turtle, and the same thing for the naming the turtles, the big ones that they're going to release, and it's the same thing. So. And it doesn't really take a whole lot for somebody to step up to the plate and pay whatever it is to name. And I think this strategy with this whale event is probably going to be more. I don't know if this is the first time they've ever done this, but I think they're going to find that they might want to do it more than once after they see how successful an event like this is going to be.
Well, once again, it's in a couple of days. It comes up on the 19th at 7 o'clock. Guernsey's Auction is the one that's handling it. But if you want information on it, Live Auctioneers is where you can go.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, to find out more information on it. Just a few, so here you go. I went from baseball to the Wall Street Journal to beluga whales.
You are becoming the everyman.
Guys, have a good weekend. I'll speak to you guys next week.
Hey you too.
Bye. Take care. Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This here at Robinhood Radio. Again, their website is tqag.com, and you can find them at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Appraise This.